I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for April 15th, 2019 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome to all of you to our council chamber. I know some of you are here for the Dora, but what's this group over here?
This is the Centennial Road Sidewalk Advocates.
Oh, okay.
Number five.
Got it. All right. Very good. We welcome you to our city council meeting, and we're going to make sure that we talk about your issue up high in the agenda. With that, please join us in our Pledge of Allegiance this meeting, led by Mr. Frye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're down to additions to the agenda, and I'm going to propose some changes to the agenda. I would like to move item 10B, which is a discussion of the Dora, up to 5A. That's immediately following the sidewalk discussion, because there's a lot of people in the room for that. And then I would like to take item C, which is the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting we just finished, along with the three sanitary sewer extensions, and move that up to make it 5B, so that we can address those public issues first. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to schedule a committee as a whole meeting for continued discussion on budget-related items.
We'll add that to the agenda as agenda item 12. Any additional items from members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snorr?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr.
Or
Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, with that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda for this evening's meeting is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on April the 1st. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes for the meeting held April 1st, 2019 as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from April 1st, 2019 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5, which is discussion regarding a potential Centennial Road sidewalk. Mrs. Westfall or Mr. Lukey, this was added to the agenda by you.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. At the beginning of the school year, maybe it was still in the last couple of days of summer vacation last year, I got a call from Mrs. Jenny Briggs, who not only is a mom in the, I believe, Centennial Farms neighborhood. Is that right? Okay, Tanalei neighborhood, also a teacher in the Sylvania schools, and she was asking about the possibility of the city getting involved with building a sidewalk to a strategically important piece of property in her neighborhood. The young people in her neighborhood would like to ride their bikes to Mayberry, and there is not apparently a sidewalk in the section from the Sunoco station on the corner of Centennial and Erie to Mayberry. And so they have to cross the street, ride their bikes on the other side of the street and cross again. It's a safety issue for them, I believe, as much as a convenience issue. And so I suggested to them that the way for them to get city council's attention and begin the ball moving would be to get some petitions in their neighborhood and then come in and visit council. So here we are several months later, and I believe Mrs. Briggs and some of the residents would like to speak.
Very fine. Thank you for your patience.
Mayor, I told her we had a case of democracy breaking out here tonight. It took a little time.
I'm going to kind of read and talk. My name is Jennifer Briggs. I live at 76 Fry Salt Court, Virginia. I'm here to present you with a petition that just over 150 signatures asking the city of Sylvania to put a sidewalk in the empty lot on Centennial Road between the Old Sunoco and In-N-Out Right Now to Mayberry Square. This area sees a lot of, oh, I'm sorry, and I have a map, so you can see exactly what I'm talking about.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my, I'll give these to the clerk, okay? Thank you.
This area sees a lot of bikers, rollerbladers, and pedestrians, especially in the summer.
Thank you.
Children and families come from all along Sylvania Metamora Road, both east and west, to go to the Mayberry Square. Some are going for lunch at the diner, some are going for a cookie or donut at the bakery, most of them are usually heading for ice cream. Currently, there's a small dirt path through the lot, lots of gravel. Some of you may know it as where they hold the Vermont Nationals. And so children and families and people are forced down that dirt path or the shoulder of the road, which is not very wide. As you know, Centennial Road has a lot of fast moving cars on it. And I, along with many Sylvania residents, feel a sidewalk would be a safer route than the current options that I do. My motivation behind the petition is twofold. One, I'm an educator and a parent, and I think the process of making change for the betterment of the city through petition and addressing city council is a great learning experience for my kids, their friends, my students. And two, last summer, I had an experience that inspired me to start the process. My daughter and I were riding on the shoulder of the road past the empty lot, and we experienced pole rolling. If you've never heard of pole rolling, I had not at that time. A large pickup truck pulled up just in front of us, revved his engine a few times, which put dark diesel smoke and fumes that surrounded us. We couldn't see for a little bit, so it was a pretty dangerous situation, and a little bit scary. Thankfully, we came out of it okay. But I think that had there been a sidewalk there, we would not have been as close to the road. We might have gotten a little bit of smoke and stuff in our eyes, but it wouldn't have been us right on the edge of the road with the fast-moving cars. So that was my motivation, I guess, for starting this whole process. My children love to meet the Mayberry Square. However, they can't drive, so they rollerblade or ride their bikes. As a parent, I would feel a lot better knowing my children can stay on the sidewalk all the way there. I have a few others that would like to speak to quickly, share their opinions as to why you should have a sidewalk there.
Hi, my name is Samantha Briggs. I am 15 and go to Northview High School. As a freshman, I cannot drive, so in the summer, me and my friends and I rollerblade almost every day. Usually our meeting spot is Mayberry because it is halfway between our houses. I live over by Highland, and a lot of my friends live by Paisley. We all come from Sylvania Metamora and have to pass by the empty lot without a sidewalk. This being said, we usually get to Mayberry by riding on the shoulder of the road. We could ride on the dirt path, but rollerblades don't work well on dirt. And we could walk through the grass, but in the summer it grows long and is difficult to get through. Every time we ride on the shoulder of the road, it is scary because I always think, what if I fall? It's always so rocky and gravel is everywhere. Rollerblading on a rocky surface, especially for someone who is not the best at rollerblading, is very difficult. If there was a sidewalk for us to ride on, the level of stress would be reduced tremendously, and it would be much safer. On a sidewalk, we wouldn't have to worry about falling, because if we did, we wouldn't have to worry about cars coming and not seeing us. For this reason, I believe a sidewalk would be a safe way for kids to get from Sylvania Metamora to Mayberry. It would be safer, and we wouldn't have to worry about getting hit or falling on the road. Our parents would probably feel a lot better about it too. That being said, I think we should have a sidewalk from the In-N-Out Mart to Mayberry to make it safer for kids and all of Sylvania's citizens.
Now, two more quick ones. Can I put a chair over so they can?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you consider our petition for a sidewalk, making the trip from neighborhood, of course, local to neighborhood.
Before you leave the podium, the map you provided makes all the sense in the world. You can see the sidewalk up at the corner gas station. You can see it down at Mayberry. The reason they haven't been connected yet is because the site is undeveloped. That's when you normally put site or sidewalks in. Have you made any contact with anybody, the property owner, which I believe is the Wampshire family, or somebody at Mayberry that might be willing to participate in the construction of this sidewalk?
Well, Mrs. Briggs, we have a surprise guest tonight, Mr. Mayor. We have an individual representing the ice cream store at Mayberry, and
great.
She has some...
I know this young lady.
Yes. Mr. Sanford arranged to have her here, which I appreciate a great deal.
Thank you for your presentation. Very nicely done.
Thank you for coming in.
All right, bear with me. I have not been to the city council meeting before. My name is Sydney Scott. I am one of the owners of Mayberry Ice Cream, and I'm also a part of the Savannah Chamber as well. First, I'd like to thank all of you guys so much for coming out and pushing. This has been a project of mine to push, so I do have some details. Per the property owners, Millstrand and Wampshire's. I've spoken multiple times with Ryan Wampshire, and he has agreed to granting easement we've discussed the right of way because it is undeveloped. He looked at the right of way and how it cuts right back to the street and what we need to do. He has granted easement access for that depending upon how much it is and everything like that. He wants to kind of look at that more as well. I've also received quotes from Scott's Quality Concrete. It's a 25-year business in Sylvania, so it is local. And it is a 1,600-foot square project. This does not include a parking entrance. Mr. Sanford and I have discussed this multiple times. They park cars there for concerts. We don't want to put in a sidewalk that will crumble and break because there's no right way in and out, and then it'll only cause more issues and cost more money in the long run. So we are working on adjusting that as needed, but we need to sit down with Wampshire's again to discuss where they are going to be entering the cars and everything. The first quote I received for the 1600 foot, it would be for lack of a better word, a normal size sidewalk that would go in. It's going to be around $8,000. So that is where we stand with that. That does not include if they put in an entranceway for the cars, so it's the proper way to park cars in that open lot. Like I said, I am an advocate for this. I think it's great, one, for Mayberry, two, for the location is a great piece of property to expand upon, and it's, I don't see any wrong in doing this. You help the families, you help everyone feel safe, be safe, as well as the businesses within Mayberry. If there's any questions, I can try to answer them as best as possible, too.
I just want to thank you all for being here and presenting your case so well and with such well-spoken words. I happen to live in Eagle Trace, and I only wish that I'd had the vision and the thought process to go to city council when my children were young. They are now in their mid-20s, because we faced that same problem all of those years while our children were growing up, and it was a hazard to have them heading over to Mayberry without the sidewalk. So bravo for you, and I think that it's something worth discussing, and council, I'm sure, will take this under consideration in a very serious way.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Mr. Mayor, I believe there's been a little discussion, and I think I would maybe ask Katie for, not tonight, but some help down the road with this, to talking with the Sylvania Rec people as well. I think they understand that they get some complaints from folks who have to walk across that lot going to concerts at Centennial, and so there might be some assistance there, as well as potential some in-kind if the city's able to accept that on the materials side. So I just would wonder if it's appropriate to send this to a committee for a little bit more thought.
Sure, but I would also refer to the administration so we can be engineering it too.
Would you prefer that first?
I think it should go to a committee to pursue what you were talking about, but I need the service director to be reviewing it as well.
Sure, of course.
There are clearly two dirt driveways that are showing up on this aerial picture for a lot of access in and out of the site. But if people just pull out anywhere after a concert on a Centennial Road, that sidewalk will break up unless it's put in heavy duty.
Right.
Or put in at least one heavier section or two heavier sections, but then you're going to end up putting up bollard posts or something to make mm-hmm. people use it.
Yeah, my thought is that much like the pickleball courts, if we could find some partners to help the city fund this, it might go a little easier. Without making too pointed a recommendation, my colleague on the Streets Committee and I have had a little success with the DORA project up to this point, and I wonder if we could maybe jointly send it to those two committees to review. Along, of course, with Mr. Aller and the administration.
So I'm sorry, you're sending it to Streets and where else?
Community Relations.
Community Relations, okay. Sounds fine to me. It's up to the President and Council, though.
The engineering done first before, I mean.
I wouldn't wait. I just work at both sides here. Okay. Let's move along.
I think that it would make sense to have it go to Streets, and certainly Community Relations can go in as well, but I think we would need a motion to send it to that. So I move that we advance this discussion to the Streets Committee with support from the Community Relations Committee.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to refer the potential Centennial Road sidewalk to the Streets Committee with assistance from the Community Relations Committee and also to the administration to begin engineering work on this project. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Could I make one more quick comment? I would hope that meeting could be set this evening and that we could try and be cognizant of the fact that summer is upon us, and it will be very soon that these young families will be wanting to use that sidewalk. So if we can advance it.
Chap, if I want to schedule a Streets Committee, we need to add that to the agenda.
You can do it right now if you want.
Does the Community Relations Committee, do you want everybody there, Mr. Lukey?
I think schedule it to suit yourself. I'll try to make myself available, and maybe we could just invite the rest of the committee.
So if you want to get the ball rolling on this quickly, I'd be able to. next schedule is about Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday mornings. How would that work for anybody?
Monday or Thursday is good for me.
Mondays, I could do Monday.
I could do Monday.
Monday morning?
7:30.
That works for everybody. That's preferable for me.
I'll be out of town, but if everyone else can meet, you can just vote me yes.
The 22nd.
7:30.
7:30 a.m.
That's streets.
Yeah, it's streets. I'm going to say let's meet here in the council chambers, if that's all right, in case other community members want to come, we'll have a little more space.
Well, we understand that our main constituents have to be in school that day, right?
Of course.
Good luck with that. Well, I have 3,000 kids here.
Do you want to move it till later in the day?
No, I think
okay. All right.
So we're going to meet in chambers?
Yeah.
All right. We will have the clerk post that meeting. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll try to have some preliminary engineering to you for that meeting as well. All right, let's move to agenda item 5A, which is agenda item 10B, safety committee report from this evening's meeting at 6 p.m. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The safety committee had a meeting earlier this evening that started at 6 p.m. in attendance where myself is the chairperson, Mrs. Westfall, Mr. Hanum, and Mr. Lutke as members of the committee. Mr. Richardson, Mrs. Hussman, and Mrs. Capellini, as members of council, were in attendance, as well as the mayor, Chief Snore, Mrs. Briney, Mr. Aller, and Mr. Sanford, as well as the media and a significant number of our fellow citizens. The discussion was about the door or designated outdoor refreshment area and the potential consideration of dates and times. We had comments from the community that we keep a close eye on it. Generally, the comments were positive. There were concerns mentioned by a few of the potential participating liquor permit holders that they were concerned about the originally discussed 4 p.m. time frame and would prefer that to move up to noon, so 7 days a week from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. throughout the year. That was discussed back and forth amongst members of council and obviously the committee members. The only other comment that was that I wanted to mention is that Mrs. Hussman also mentioned the need for having trash receptacles at the edge of the door as well as signage to allow for proper disposal of the Dora cups. But with that, consensus was to adjust the hours originally discussed from 4 p.m. to 12 p.m. Mr. Lukey made that motion. Mr. Hanum seconded, and the motion passed 4-0. And the time for that adjournment was at 6:50 p.m.
Thank you. The law director has provided council with proposed ordinance 37-2019, together with a substitute exhibit C2, so this can be made a part of the original legislation. It does not have to be modified. You just need to slide it into the legislation in the appropriate place. If City Council wants to consider this tonight, you can approve it. The law director has certified that we have everything in order necessary to establish it effective May 1st.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 37-2019 as amended with the amended exhibit C2 included. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Creating a designated outdoor refreshment area, establishing regulations as required by law, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 37-2019 as amended with updated exhibit C2 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 37-2019 as with the amended Exhibit C2.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance number 37-2019 as amended with updated Exhibit C2 for passage as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 37-2019 is approved and effective May 1st. Thank you for council's work on this.
Can I just say for the record that I personally am sure council is appreciative of the members of the ad hoc committee that worked on this. There were several members of the community who are not on council, led by Mr. Lukey, that I think did a great job and took time out of their personal schedules to get this done. And I just want to let the record show that we're all very appreciative of that work.
Absolutely. All right, the administration will get the signs ready. The Downtown Business Association needs to get the cups ordered and the refuse receptacles ordered as well. We're
Mr.
ready.
Mayor,
any further comment about this?
No, but I have a comment on 5B.
All right, let's move ahead to agenda item 5B.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to move that we go into executive session to discuss potential litigation. I have some specific issues I'd like to bring to the attention of council with regard to this matter.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for City Council to go into Executive Council to discuss potential litigation. Will the clerk please call the roll? To go into executive session, executive session. Executive roll, committee of the whole executive session. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Campolini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Manum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
The vote is 7-0, so we will go into executive session. We will come out of this executive session, I'm sure, with some action to be taken, but there will be no action taken during the executive session. We invite you to wait right out there in the lobby, and we'll open the doors back up as soon as we can. That includes the students in the back. We'll invite you back in hopefully shortly.
Executive session and return to council meeting.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to exit executive session, committee of the whole, and return to open session. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Campolini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0. We'll have Mr. Sanford reopen the door and invite any observers back into council chambers. You're going to need to turn the recorder back on. Okay. Welcome back into council chambers. Council has voted themselves out of executive session and committee of the whole. We are now in open session. I can report that only the issue of potential litigation was discussed during the executive session. No decisions were made, no votes were taken. But now we are back in open session, and we are at agenda item 5B, which is discussion continuing on from the Zoning and Annexation Committee held earlier this evening concerning three sanitary sewer easement issues. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What is it in my notes, sir? I may have to wing this. Here we go. We had a annexation and zoning committee meeting this evening at 7:04. This is when it started. It was, we had two items on the agenda. We only really addressed one, and that was the discussion on the sanitary sewer easements for three parcels along Sylvania Avenue. Present for the meeting were committee members Katie Capellini, Sandy Hussmer, Mark Lutke, and I chaired the meeting as its chair. Also present were Mark Fry, Patrick Richardson, Mary Westfall, Mayor Stow, the law director, our public service director, and our economic director, as well as others that were in attendance. We had a number, we discussed at length the proposed extension of three easements. First, we discussed where the easements were, and then we discussed the economic viability of acting on those or not acting on those at this point. We have had a number of discussions with legal counsel for the principals of the proposed veterinary clinic about issues including annexation and other economic development opportunities. We have not resolved those issues with the potential operators of this business. We have offered, the city has offered to expedite consideration of those matters with the veterinary clinic's principals and their legal counsel. We did not reach any conclusion at the end of the meeting, and we adjourned at 8:12.
Thank you, Mr. Hanum. Council has in front of them three ordinances, 31, 32, and 33, 2019. Are there any motions or action to be taken on these ordinances to accept easements this evening?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that we accept the easements this evening.
Second.
Okay, you really need to read one of them.
At a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Mayor, before we read those, I would move that we table those easements until our next meeting. And I think that motion to table takes precedent over the other motion, as I would
the other motion wasn't didn't read the ordinances. I agree.
Right.
Is there a second to Mr. Hanum's motion?
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second on the floor to table these three ordinances. Any further discussion?
Is there a date tabled until?
The next council meeting is 3 weeks from tonight. We could meet sooner. Mr. Hanum could schedule a committee meeting if he wanted, but council can't take action on them outside of a council meeting. And the next regularly scheduled meeting is 3 weeks from tonight.
We could always, as a council, have an emergency meeting if it were appropriate.
Certainly can. All right, if there's no further discussion, there's a motion and a second to table these through easements until our next meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Capellini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
No.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lutke?
No.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Vote is 5-2. These easements and the three ordinances proposing the city accept them are tabled until our next meeting. Gentlemen, that's where it stands for tonight.
For your consideration, any purposes?
All right, let's get back on our agenda. We are now to agenda item 6, report of the zoning ordinance amendment application ZA1-2018. This is for the Fondren property at 4713 King Road. Mrs. Brining?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did reach out to Mr. Fondren last week, who has indicated that he is still waiting on his drawings from his engineer, so.
No action to be taken at this time.
No action.
No information's been submitted. We will put it on the agenda for our next meeting. Moving on to agenda item 7, this concerns Ken Salton's letter of interest request for the Monroe Street Haroon Road improvements. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a project that we worked through. It's actually through a Federal Highway Administration project, and safety concerns throughout the state, and our project was actually is the only one in this program in Lucas County. It will involve realigning the northbound southbound approaches at Monroe and Haroon, eliminating the eastbound Monroe left turning lane to Memorial Park, installing a right-in, right-out approach for Toledo Memorial Park at the Kroger location across from the Kroger driveway, and fully upgrading pedestrian signal systems in that intersection. The project is a total of about $1.86 million, and we are responsible for 10% of that, or about $186,000, and ODOT will be funding the remaining 90%, or almost $1.7 million in grant funds. The next step is to get an engineering consultant on board, and we're asking for permission to advertise for letters of interest from engineering firms at this time.
Mr. Aller, I'm assuming this feathers in or coordinates with anything that we may be doing in the future regarding the potential new deck on Monroe Street for
yes.
For the bridge?
Yes.
I think it would be helpful, Mr. Aller, where did this recommendation come from?
The recommendation came from there was a safety program funded by the Federal Highway that took a look at high crash intersections. And in Lucas County, that intersection was in the top 6. And when they took a look at the improvements that could be made, our project was chosen to be the most beneficial for the improvements that could be made. So we moved forward. It was ODOT led. It will continue. ODOT will continue to be involved, but they have asked us to do it as a as an LPA, which basically puts the burden of organizing all of the engineering, all of the construction organization, and all of that on the agency. But we are prepared. We did that on Main Street, and we're prepared to be able to do it on this project as well.
Do you anticipate construction next year?
2020, yes.
Okay. So this is just a solicitation requesting consultants to turn in qualifications or proposals?
Initially qualifications, and then when we select the most qualified engineering firm, then we negotiate a fee with them.
Okay, that sounds...
Ask a quick question. I know that Toledo Memorial Park was not thrilled. Were you able to smooth that over with them somehow?
I haven't had many discussions with them for a while, but I can reach out now that the project's moving forward.
Even just letting them know, like, that we're in the top 6 of most dangerous intersections, if he could just, maybe if it was in writing, he's having a hard time with it, and I know we're doing the right thing. But if he could just have some reassurance. Thank you.
There are, there's a lot of congestion at this intersection, and when there's an accident at this intersection, everything stops from the city of Sylvania East. can't get to the expressway, and it's, we've talked about safety improvements along here for years, but this time it's coming from the state of Ohio. So I need a motion to authorize a letter of interest solicitation. Mr. Richardson.
I move to allow the administration to request letters of interest from engineering consultants to design this project.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we will bring back to you for approval a consultant once the process is gone through. Moving on to agenda item 8. Every year we bring to you legislation to hire a head teacher, teachers, and aides for the Safety City program here in the city of Sylvania. This is a very popular program. It's sold out every year. It's been advertised on our website here for several weeks. Captain Snore, do you have a schedule for when this begins?
I do not have that date in front of me.
It's usually in early June.
It should be the first week after school.
Right. You do have a list attached to the legislation of the education coordinator, the teachers and the teachers' aides, and the police aides. This is an exciting time. There's an afternoon class and a morning class. There's a graduation for both the Friday of that week. And we request your acceptance of Ordinance 36-2019 to hire these people to help us with Safety City. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 36-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into agreements with a head teacher, teachers, and aides for the Sylvania Safety City program being conducted by the Sylvania Division of Police, providing funds, therefore waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 36-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 36-2019.
Second. It is moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 36-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 36-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 9. This was tabled at our last meeting, pending some additional investigation by the police department for the transfer of this liquor license, not from to a new location, but to new owners. Chief Snore.
After review of the background checks of the listed owners involved in this transfer, there is a felony record on one of the owners. And consulting with the safety director and the law director, I found that this is pretty much unprecedented as far as previous applications by other locations. And given that fact, I would recommend that this consideration be scheduled for a hearing.
Is the felony conviction for violent crime or what kind of?
It's a drug crime.
A drug crime, okay.
All right, so, sorry, I'm sorry.
The details of this, I've never been to one of these hearings since being up. Will the details come out in the hearing, or if we had, you know, to vote on it, I'd like to know the full story, you know what I mean?
All we're voting for is to request a hearing here locally.
I understand that.
Okay.
I guess I'm asking further down the road, when we get to the hearing, will the details of all this come out?
I think they will at the hearing. You won't see it again. It does not come back to our council. We don't grant liquor permits.
Yeah.
Only the state of Ohio does.
The hearing's not a council hearing. It says the state.
No, it'll be held by the Ohio Division of Liquor Control.
Will they do that locally?
Yes, it will be local.
Will they advise us when this hearing is?
Yes.
Okay. Let us know.
I believe it'll be in Government Center, but the state's moved out of Government Center, so they might have another location where they have it. I don't know.
This might be the first time I have ever encountered this on city council.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever doing this.
Me too.
Okay.
We've never.
City council, you.
No.
It's been a. we don't do many of these. City Council used to object to every one where they were selling liquor at a gasoline station. And that was standard procedure at the time. Law Director just told me we contested one at a Walgreens not that long ago.
Really?
The CVS. This is at Sylvania.
The pharmacy at Sylvania.
So that's a CVS.
Yeah. Oh, because of the high school. That's right, I remember. I forgot.
So I need a motion probably from Mr. Fry to request that a public hearing be held in our county seat.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to request a public hearing for the potential transfer of a liquor permit to MPN Group LLC to Vardian LLC for the D5 and D6 liquor permit.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to request a public hearing on this liquor transfer and that the hearing be held in our county seat. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And I would request that Chief or Mrs. Brining, once you're aware of when the hearing is set, that City Council be advised of the time and place. Okay, moving on to agenda item 10. We still have 10A, a report of the Utilities Environment Committee from April 3rd, 2019. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Utilities and Environment Committee met April 3rd, 2019 at 7:30 in the morning to discuss ditch maintenance assessment and revisions to Sylvania Codified Ordinances Sections 925 and 929. Present were committee members Mary Westfall, Mark Fry, Sandy Hessman, Patrick Richardson. Joining us also Mayor Stow, Kevin Aller, and Chad Johnson, who is the GIS technician. The meeting began with Kevin Aller explaining the ditch maintenance fee structure and thoughts for changes. Current charge is 40 cents per front foot, and the change in method of assessment, which considers equivalent residential unit, is what they're recommending. The residential would have one standard fee, and the non-residential would vary based on the number of ERUs, equivalent residential units in the non-residential area, looking at hard surface on their property. This situation is used by other communities and creates a user-based system to pay for what you discharge, essentially. So the committee suggested a two-tier fee structure, so smaller, older residential lots would not be impacted significantly. Mr. Richardson moved and Mrs. Hessman seconded to advance the recommendation that legislation be prepared in support of the methodology of and necessity of assessment. The motion carried. A follow-up meeting was set for May 6th at 6:15 in council chambers, and at that point there will be further discussion on approving the assessments and fee structures. And there will also be further discussion on changes to the codified ordinances 925 and 929. We just touched on those discussions in the meeting due to time limitations, but Mr. Aller did point out that the entire sections for 925 and 929 had been rewritten because they had not been redone since 1977, so particular attention was being paid to those, and the committee asked Mr. Aller to provide key changes, some kind of a fact sheet that highlights key changes within those sections, and also to look at rate information since 1977, so we would have a perspective on rate changes that show up in that those changes in the codified ordinances. So again, this will be discussed on May 6th, and the meeting adjourned at 9 a.m. So with that, I would like to make a motion that the Utilities and Environment Committee meet at 6:15 on May 6th here in Council Chambers.
All It doesn't need a motion, you just want to schedule a meeting.
It doesn't need to be, have a motion.
No, you're proposing to meet at 6:15.
The committee already made that decision, actually.
Oh, okay.
We're set for that, but for other council members' information.
We need the clerk to advertise that meeting date.
That's at 6:15, okay, on May 6th.
Is there another meeting? You just think it's going to take an hour and 15 minutes, or is there something else?
I think we felt like the assessments, discussion on the assessments would take some time, and we also thought the codified ordinances had not even been touched upon at this point in time.
Okay.
I think that's how we came up with the 6:15 time frame, to be honest with you.
All right. All right, the clerk can advertise that date now.
And we'll do that here, correct?
We'll do that here.
All right, thank you. Moving on to the second page of our, well, first off, are there any additional committee reports to be made at this time, or any committee referrals? If not, let's move to added agenda item 12, to schedule a committee of the whole meeting to discuss the budget and finance issues. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did make a commitment to do a follow-up after our last meeting for further discussion on the budget and the committee of the, in a committee of the whole meeting. So I just want to set that meeting at this time. Some options that work for me would be Tuesday, April 23rd, or Thursday, April 25th in the morning. Are those options for other members of council?
I think, what days in April?
23rd or 25th.
23rd to work, but I have to be out by 8:30.
Okay.
That's the latest for Tuesday, but the 25th would be fine.
Okay.
I could do the 23rd, I can't do the 25th.
Okay.
Either is fine.
Okay.
Oh, wait, the 23rd is the stage yard meeting at 7:30.
Okay.
So I can't do the 23rd.
What about April 29th?
That works for me. In the morning?
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I'm out of bed, I can't do that.
Okay. I'm out the rest of the week, and that takes us up to May 6th. I don't think there's a reason that we have to complete this by the next meeting, but I actually have commitments at the beginning and end of both days of May 7th and 8th, and then I'm out of town again, so.
Could we meet before a meeting on the 6th?
Before the 6:15 meeting?
We just had, yeah.
No, May 6th.
Yeah, we just scheduled the utilities.
The 6:15.
Mary, did you say that you were not available on Monday morning, the 6th?
No, I could.
I have a meeting on Monday morning, the 6th, already.
I don't think that there's a super urgency about it. We just want to make sure we're keeping our head above water on it. So why don't we look to May 13th and 14th? Well, either of those
things. For that period of time.
For that week?
Yeah. It's 2 weeks, actually.
That's okay. So maybe you're recommending again.
You know, you're looking at early in the morning. Is,
end of
I
day?
I think Patrick can make 5 o'clock meetings, yes? In PM?
Yeah.
Could we look at the later afternoon?
What day was looking at?
I don't know.
Could we look at the 23rd? That's my only open evening.
Yeah, 23rd.
April the 23rd?
April 23rd.
At 5 p.m.
I could do April the 24th, 23rd or 24th.
I could do the 23rd.
About 23rd?
I can do the 23rd.
5 o'clock?
So the 23rd at 5.
Perfect. Thanks, Mark. All right, Tuesday, April 23rd, 5 p.m.
Are we calling that a committee of the whole?
Committee of the whole, why don't we do it in the finance department? What about Toby, we forgot to ask him if he's...
Yeah, that's fine. And that, those typically go an hour and a half, right?
Because this is a committee of the whole, we need a motion to set that meeting.
So I move that we set a committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, April 23rd at 5 p.m. in the finance conference room.
Second.
We moved and seconded to set a committee of the whole meeting to discuss financial issues on Tuesday, April 23rd at 5 p.m. in the finance conference room. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. With Mrs. Westfall's approval, I would like to give a report to you on the gas tax numbers. That is, I was surprised and I've had the service director check the numbers, but the 10 and a half cent or 10.7 cent gas tax increase with the loop, local governments receiving 45% of it, we are told is going to result in $399,750 addition to our budget.
Approximately?
What's that?
Approximately $399,750.
That's what the service director is being told.
Assuming the gallons of gas are correct.
That's the official estimate.
Yeah, I get it.
There is also a provision in the gas tax legislation that allows local communities to add $5 to the license plate fee, and we have calculated that, and that would add an additional $87,000 of revenue annually to the city's street budget. These would be dollars that would go directly to the street improvement budget, not pass through the general fund or not income tax dollars, but they must be used for street improvements.
And that $5, all of that $5 goes into 87. Does anybody, any other agency or state get a cut of the $5?
No, it's a local fee that we're now allowed to add on to that. The city did assess an additional $5 fee 10 or 15 years ago, but then it was such that if we didn't do it, the county had the right to take it over. I believe we did do it at that time. I think there's a deadline on this one, Mr. Haller, is that correct?
Yes, there is a deadline. I think we have to have a response back to the state in June. I'll have a letter with a summary and all of the information for next council meeting.
We should probably talk about that in the streets committee, but that can wait until next council meeting.
I think it's going to be discussed. It certainly has an impact on your committee at the whole meeting. You can discuss it there. But it does help out the financial capital improvement budget by just under $500,000.
Mayor, is that number for the calendar year 2019?
No, because they're not going to start assessing the new gas tax, I think, until June 1st. So it's going to be for about half a year this year.
So it'll be half the number?
I would think so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, 7 months out of the year.
Assuming
as for the license plate fee, that's probably about the same.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, the license plate fee will not, we have to let them know by June so that BMV can change that effective January 1st, 2020.
Okay, so that one's not till next year.
Yes.
But it can't help out the gas tax will help out this year, I believe, and the license plate fee starts and will help out a lot next year. That's does not solve the long-term financing issue, but it's a nice component of a solution.
Yeah, that's significant.
Yep.
That's significant.
We will bring legislation to you at the next council meeting for consideration about that $5 license plate fee increase. Okay. That brings us to the end of our agenda. Are there any additional items to be discussed at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on May 6th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you, ladies, for attending.
Thank you.